Greetings, welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now beginning our study of the seventh chapter of Masechet Brachot, Shlosha She'achlu. It begins near the top of Daf Mem Hei Amud Aleph. And this chapter is devoted to Birchat Hamazon, the mitzvah to thank God after meals. We already saw this invoked back on Daf Chaf Aleph in the third parak, and now we will see the major sources for Birchat Hamazon and several essential disputes about how much of it is d'oraita, etc. All right, Shlosha She'achlu ka'achat chayavin lezamein. So if three ate together, they have an obligation to lezamein. We'll see what that means. Achal d'may u'maser shenos natrubato maser shenos mekdesh shenifdu hashamash shachal kazayit v'hakuti mezamnin olav. So now we're given five circumstances where we might think that an individual is not included in the three, and therefore does not generate an obligation of zimun, which again we'll explain at the beginning of the Gemara, and nonetheless does. The first one is d'may. The second one is Ma'aser Rishon that had its Truma taken from it. Ma'aser Shein Vehekdesh that were redeemed. A servant that ate a Kazayit of food. Or a Kuti. We're going to go through all of these in the Gemara. However, there are five parallel cases to those where indeed someone who fits that category does not include it. Achal Tevel. Ma'aser Rishon Shalonit La'Trumato. Ma'aser Shein Vehekdesh Shalonifdu. If the servant ate less than a kazayit, v'hagoy or hanochri, an out-and-out non-Jew, ein mezamnim alav. We are going to discuss d'may maser rishon, all the details of this in a later podcast, because in this particular shiur we're not going to touch upon these details, and therefore we'll explain them later. The end of the Mishnah, which is really Mishnah Bet, nashim v'avadim uktanim ein mezamnim alehem. So women, slaves, that's Evadim Knanim, and minors are not included in Zimun. We'll see the reasons for that. Ad Kam Mezamnin, which means how much does one have to eat in order to be included? Ad Kazayit, that's Reb Meir, Reb Yehuda Omer, Ad Kebetza, you have to eat more than that. A Kebetza, the size of an egg. Okay, now, Menahani Mili, meaning, how do we know that there's an obligation of a Zimun? Now, Zimun, for our purposes, means that when three people eat together, and now we see it's three Jewish adult men eat together, what the definition of togetherness is something we'll discuss also, then they have an obligation to invoke a common and corporate, if you will, introduction to Birchat HaMazon, and then one person says Birchat HaMazon, and the rest of them, the other two, or the other, however many there are, listen and say Amen, and it becomes a public Birchat HaMazon. How do we know this is the case? Amar Asida, Amar Kra, Gadul Adonai Iti, Unor Ramash Vayachtav. That's, if you look at the grammar, one person is speaking to at least two. It says, give greatness to God with me, and together we will raise up his name. Moshe says, when I, again the individual, invoke God's name, you, the plural, give greatness to God. So now we have a tangential lesson from that pasuk. Give greatness to God with me. So therefore you see that answering Amen should not be louder than the fellow who has said the bracha. It should be with me. And now we have a parallel law in the area of the Torgaman. The Metargem is the fellow who would translate the Psukim after each Pasuk in Kriyat HaTorah, would translate it into the Aramaic, into the vernacular. He may not read louder than the fellow who read from the Torah. Shenemar, Moshe Yedaber, V'Elohim Yanenu V'Kol. This is at Matan Torah. Moshe spoke, and God answered him with the voice. Ain't him a little more b'kol. There's no reason to say b'kol. Elohim Yanenu would be enough. Matam a little more b'kol. Why did it add the word b'kol? B'kol Oshel Moshe. Meaning, he responded with the same level of decibels, as it were, that Moshe used. Tanina mihachi, and Matargem Mishrei, Lagbi'a Kolo, Yotemina Korei. Me'ev Shalom Targem, Lagbi'a Kolo, Kenegara Korei. If the Matargem cannot speak as loudly as the reader, then the Kore, the reader, has to read more quietly so the Mitargem can keep a foot with him, which means it's now, there's no range. It doesn't mean that that only the Metargem should not be louder than the Koreh, it also means Metargem cannot be softer than the Koreh, and they have to really work on a par as a team. And that is learned from Moshe Daver, Vayelim Yanan Uvakol. So if God answered Bekoloso Moshe, it also means not weaker than Koloso Moshe. Interesting, in that model, Moshe is the Koreh, and God is the Metargem. Okay, Itmar, we have the following Maimra. Shnaim Shachlu Ke'achat. Let's say two people ate together. And is Imun Pligi Rav V'Rabbi Yochanan. So, Malchogri in Bavel and Eretz Yisrael. Chadamar Imratzu L'Zamein Mezamnin. One of them, we don't know which one, said that if they would like to do a Zimun, they may. There's just no obligation. V'Chadamar Imratzu L'Zamein Ein Mezamnin. They have no vehicle for making a Zimun. Now, let's test this. Tanan Shalcha Shachluka Chad Chayavin L'Zamein. Our Mishnah says three. Shlosha in Shnayim Lo. Only three, not two. So the answer is Hatam Chol V'Hacharishut. You could answer and say, our Mishnah is speaking about the obligation. Doesn't mean that you don't have the opportunity. Maybe any time that there's more than one person, there's a nicer thing to do it together. Toshma Shlosha Shachlu K'Achat Chayavin L'Zamein V'Ein Rishayin L'Chalek. So we have a bright up. It says if three people eat together, they have to do Zimun, and they can't split up and do separate Birkat HaMazon. Shlosha in Shnayim Lo. So that means three can't, two may. Alright, so that means the two have no such obligation. The answer is Shani Hatam, the Kavulahu Bachova Mikara. When three sat down, they already had an obligation of Zimun. Nobody here is suggesting the two have an obligation. So the three that got together had an obligation, they don't have a right to tear that obligation up. If two sat down, they could decide to bench Zimun or separately, because there was no obligation. So we haven't settled that. Toshma, Shamashai Meshamesh Al Hashnaim. Let's say a Shamash, a servant, was serving two people. Arizah Ochelimayim, he eats with them. Even though they didn't give him permission, because he is going to enable them to have a Zimun by doing so. Hayam Meshamesh Al Hashloshav, if he was serving three people, Arizah En Ochelimayim, he cannot nula Rashut. He can't eat with them unless they gave him permission, because he's kind of stepping over his boundaries. So again, it seems that three is the minimum. Shani Hatam again, Denechlu Mikbalu B'chova Mikara. That's again different because by him joining them, he creates an obligation. An obligation is a better situation than a voluntary situation. So therefore, they still gain by him stepping in on his own unilaterally. Toshma, let's test it again. We said in the Mishnah, which is really the second Mishnah, Nashim are not included, but Nashim Mezamnot Latzman, Vavadim Mezamnim Latzman. Women can have their own zimun, and perhaps they need to have their own zimun. Avadim, same thing. Nashim v'avadim uktanim ratzu l'zamein en mezamnein. If you have a woman and a slave and a minor, they can't make a zimun. Right? Now, v'han me'a nashi k'trei gavri damyan. We say even 100 women, that's only like two men, meaning they don't create a chova of zimun. But you see, women can make a zimun, which means even if you don't have the full number, if you're one shy, you can still make a zimun. The reality is there's three people there. So why can't women and slaves together make a zimun? The answer is shariyata mishum pritzuta, because having the women and the slaves sitting together and having a meal and joining in the meal together and doing all of that could lead to other things that we would much rather avoid. So therefore, they said they can't be mezamin together. Okay, we still don't know which one of Rav or Rabbi Yochanan was the one to say that two men may make a zimun. So it's time to Rav demar mitzvah zamein and mezamnein. It seems that Rav is the one who would say that you need three. Less than three, you can't make a zimun. Demar v'dim rav Yosef and Rav. Rav said shlosha shachlu k'achad v'yatzah achad me'am lashuk. Let's say three ate together, and one got up and walked out to the marketplace. Korin lo mezamnein alav. They can summon him and include him from his place as long as he turns around and answers and include him in their zimun. Tama de korin lo. It's only because they called him and he responded. Hello, Korin Lolo, but if he just left, there's only two of them, then he can't. So you see, Rav must hold that two can never do Zimun. The answer is that proves nothing. Because there, when the three sat down, they had an obligation. This fellow walking out tears their obligation, and they want to do it as per the obligation, so they have to call him. Ella, let's do the opposite. This time Rabbi Yochanan demar mitzvah zamein mezamnein. Must be Rabbi Yochanan who said that they have no rights to do a zimun with only two. De'amar v'chanan Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, Shnayim shachlu k'achat, achad mein yotzei v'achat chavero. If two people ate together, one of them can be yotzei with the bracha of the other. v'havinan ba. And in discussing that ruling of Rabbi Yochanan, we said, Ma'ikar Mashmalan, what's he teaching? Tanina shema v'lo ana yatsa. We know that with any bracha, you can be yotzei the bracha if you hear it, even if you didn't say amen. Rabbi Zera lomar shein brachata zimun b'neihem. Rabbi Zera said what Rabbi Yochanan was teaching is that I could say brachata mazon and you could be yotzei, but we have no zimun. Which means that Rabbi Yochanan holds too, don't have a zimun, tistayim. So he said to Rav Huna, the students that come from Eretz Yisrael said, and if they come from Eretz Yisrael, that's Torah Rabbi Yochanan. And they said that two people can make a zimun. My love, the Shmuel, Rabbi Yochanan, didn't they hear that from Yochanan? Lo, the Shmuel, they must have heard it from Rav before Rav came back to Bavel. Remember, Rav as a young man went to study with Rebbe. And then he came back, so maybe they heard it from Rav before Rav came back. And that's why they came with the report that two may make a zimun. And so we seem to incline after the idea that Rabbi Yochanan is the one who said they may not. Rav is the one who said that they may. Now we got the three people eating together. One guy got up and went out to the shuk. We saw this before. Now we can focus our attention on it. They call him and they include him in the zimun from there. Rabbi says, of course, that's only if he turns around and answers. That's only if you have three. But if you have 10 and he's number 10, let's say, you have to wait till he comes back. Because it's not nice to have something that needs a minion where one of them is really at a distance. Matka Rashi, Adaraba. Rashi said the opposite, you know, seems to hold. Ipcha Mistabra. Tisha Nirin Ka Asara. Shnai Mein Nirin Kishlosha. 9 look like 10. In other words, if you have 9 people on the table and there's one guy a block away, so it looks like a minion. 2 don't look like 3. You could never make that mistake. The halacha follows Marzutra, which is that only with 3, one could be remote control. I would give it from a distance. But with 9, you need the 10th to come back and sit down. My timer, because in the zimun of 10, as we'll see later on in the perek, we include God's name. It's not nice if we don't have a minion together. Amar Abaye, Nikitinan, we have the following axiom. Shnaim shachluk yachat mitzvah lechalek. If two people ate together, ideally they should say their own brachat hamazon. Tanin amiach, yishnaim shachluk yachat mitzvah lechalek. B'med v'morim k'shneim sofrim. That's only if both of them are literate. V'chad sofer v'chad bur, but if one is literate and one is ignorant, sofer v'arech u'bur yotzei. The literate one says brachat hamazon, and the ignorant one listens and says amen. This is without zimun, of course. Amarava hamilta amrita ana. Rava said, I said this. V'itama mishmeidu Rabbi Zera kavati. And Rabbi Zera was quoted saying it just in the same way. Shlosha shachlu k'achat. Echad mafsik lishnayim ve'en shnayim mafsikin l'achat. What was the halacha that Rava said and Rabbi Zera also said? That if 3 people are eating together, and now they've come to the end of the meal. So if 2 of them are done and 1 isn't, the 1 should stop to join the 2. He can continue eating afterwards, but he should stop. But you don't make the 2 stop because 1 is done. Rav Papa made these other two stop. Rav Papa made another fellow stop with him for Abba Mar Berei. The answer is Rav Papa was doing more than was needed, supererogatory behavior, but it was not obligatory, and indeed, unless a majority of your zimun has stopped, one person cannot make them stop to bench. These 3. Karchi, it's important, there's 3. Karchi, Rifta, Bahari, Adari, they ate bread together. None of them was significantly greater than the other that they should have him lead the Birkat HaMazon. So then Amru, so then they asked the question, our Mishnah, maybe that's only if there's one person who's really great, and he should be the one lezamein. But if we're all pretty much peers, maybe it's better that we all make our own brachot, there's more brachot said. So Baruch Inish Tanavshe, everyone benched on their own. Atu l'kamei d'mereim. It's unclear if they said a zimun formula. It seems they didn't. Atu l'kamei d'mereim. Amar lehu yedei bracha yitzatem. Yedei zimun lo yitzatem. You fulfilled Birkat HaMazon, you didn't fulfill Zimun. So now perhaps we should say Zimun. Ain't Zimun Lafreya. You can't do Zimun retroactively. In other words, once you said Birkat HaMazon, you're done. Okay, now, Ba'al Mitza'an Kshehin Mevarchim, Ma Omer Acharehim. What happens if you walk into a group, you haven't eaten anything, and you see that they're saying Birkat HaMazon, they're saying the Zimun. Ma Omer Acharehim, what should you say? It's not nice to stand there, they're blessing God, and you say nothing. But you can't say, thank God that we've eaten of his bounty when you haven't eaten anything. Hazvidamar Mevaruchum Varach, say he's blessed, and he shall be blessed. Papa Amar One Amen. Just say Amen after their Zimun. If they say Nevarech, let us bless, then you say Baruch Umbarach. Ashkechinu Deka Amri Baruch. But if you heard them say, blessed is God, so Ashkechinu Deka Amri Nevarech, Omer Baruch Umbarach, Ashkechinu Deka Amri Baruch, One Amen, and you say Amen to that. Tani Chada. One Amen, this is an interesting piece about Birkat HaMazon that we're all familiar with. If somebody says Amen after his own brachot, that's a good thing. We have another bright that says it's a bad thing. So, it's good to say Amen. We'll see why. And we do all do that. Amen. But Bishar Brachot, any other Brachot, we don't do it that way. We'll see in a minute why, which is why the Minhag of Idot HaMizrach is to say it also at several other places. Abaye Ani Lai Bekola, Keichel Yisham Poalim V'Likumu. Abaye used to say this Amen out loud when he would do Birkat HaMazon, so the workers would know. If you recall, way back in the second parak, we have the Sugya of the workers abbreviated Birkat HaMazon. They would know to get up and go to work already, Atov Meitiv Lav Doraita, because the next bracha Atov Meitiv is not Doraita, and they're excused from it. They should go to work. Rav Ashi, Ani Leber Lechish, Rav Ashi did the opposite. He said, Amen, quietly. When he would say, Bonei Rishalayim, under his breath, Amen. Kiechel Lo Nezalzulu Atov Meitiv, so people should not treat Atov Meitiv lightly. Now there's a story. Rabbi Zeira Chalash, he was sick. Al gabei Rabbi Avar, Val came to visit him. He's in Eretz Yisrael, of course. Kabil alei imitvach katina charich shaki. If the short one gets better, that's what they used to call Rabbi Zeira, avin li yomotav al rabbanan. I'm going to make a party for the rabbanan if God heals him. Itvach, he got better. Avat sudat alachul rabbanan. So he lived up to his word, Rabbi Avar, made a party. Himata l'mishra, when it came time to make hamotzi, Amar l'Rabbi Zeira, lishri l'anmar, you should cut the bread. Amar l'Sabar l'mar l'ahad Rabbi Yochanan, don't you hold from Rabbi Yochanan said, the Amar, palabait botzea, the host should be botzea. Right? Shalalahu. So, Rabbi Avahu said hamotzi, cut the bread. Himata l'vruchi, when it was time for Birkat HaMazon, Amar l'e nivrich l'anmar. He said, so you're the guest of honor, you should lead Birkat HaMazon. Our friend Rav Huna in Bavel said, the one who said Amotzi is the one who should say Birkat HaMazon. So why did Rabbi Avahu ask Rav Zeira to bench? Rabbi Yochanan ben Yochai. Rabbi Yochanan had a different shita. Balabayit botzea v'oreach mevarech. The Balabayit is the one who says Amotzi, but the guest is the one who says the Birkat HaMazon. Why? Balabayit botzea k'neshiv tzama ayin yafat. You want nice big pieces of bread to be cut. If a guest says a motzi, he's going to cut very little pieces, he's embarrassed. But the host will cut nice big pieces. Oreach mevarech, the guest should say Birkat HaMazon, why? Kedesh yevarech balabayit, so that he should bless the balabayit. Mai mevarech, how does he bless the balabayit? Hatzon shalevosh balabayit ba'olam hazev ba. The balabayit should not be embarrassed in this world or in the world to come. Rabbi Mosif Badvarim, Rabbi would add the following, V'yitzach mi'od b'chol nechasav, he should be successful with all his property. V'nechasav nechasem tzachin kovin la'ir, his property and our property should be successful and close to the city. V'yishtot satan lo ma'aseh adav lo ma'aseh adenu, the satan should have no control over his work or our work. V'yizdaker lo fanav lo fanenu shum dvar hirov v'alchet v'alvera v'avon me'atav l'olam, and none of us should have any avirot coming forth. There's various versions of this nusach. But there are indeed poskim who believe that this is an essential part of Birkat HaMazon, and even in those places where they omit some of the later additions to Birkat HaMazon, like on Shabbat, or Sheva Brachot, that they insist on saying this, the Birkat Balabait, as it may be indeed essential. Okay, we're going to come back to the issue of Zimun in the next podcast, but for right now we'll pause and wish everybody a wonderful day.